Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Late showers for the day on Saturday. It's definitely not going to be a washout, but a cooler day. Upper 50s to middle 60s. We're in the 80s. On Sunday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Sunshine right now, 63 at College Park, 64 on the National Mall.
At 359.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Coming up,
the Israel-Hamas war reverberates across a prominent college campus in our area.
Students at GW dig in for a second day of protest. This is Kyle Cooper.
A former executive assistant to Donald Trump is on the hot seat at the hush money trial in New York.
Really? Southwest Airlines now talking about a first class section?
We'll go in depth with ABC News correspondent Alex Stone at 4:15.
Things slowly getting back to normal at the Port of Baltimore.
It's a step in the right direction.
I'm Nick Ainelli.
On Wall Street before the close, the Dow up 172.
At 4 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz. For the second time in recent months, the Biden administration has delayed a ban on the sale of menthol cigarettes.
President Joe Biden's top health official says the administration wants more time to consider feedback on the proposed ban. The delay to ban menthol cigarettes will likely infuriate anti-smoking advocates, but could avoid angering black voters ahead of November elections. Menthol cigarettes are especially popular among black smokers.
CBS's Jim Crisula, an outbreak of bird flu in dairy cows is more extensive than previously thought, says CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The FDA found traces of bird flu in 1 in 5 samples of pasteurized milk in 8 states: Idaho, Kansas, Michigan, New Mexico, North Carolina, South Dakota, Ohio, and Texas. Officials still say your milk is safe to drink.
A tornado watch has been issued for parts of North Texas, including Tarrant, Dallas, and Collin counties, until 6 p.m. local time today. A watch means that conditions are favorable for tornadoes to develop. Hail fell in Arlington, Texas. Former President Donald Trump's former longtime assistant Rona Graff testified briefly in Trump's criminal trial today. CBS's Katrina Kaufman on why prosecutors aren't saying who they'll call to the stand until the very last minute.
The reason that we don't have these witness lists in advance is that Trump has been accused of violating his gag order on a number of occasions, of putting up posts about Michael Cohen, Stormy Daniels, even the jury. And the prosecution says that they just don't feel comfortable giving over their lists when they're worried about threats and intimidation.
Pro-Israel demonstrators continue to push back on pro-Palestinian students, including at Columbia University in New York today. Jewish student Nancy Falk.
Free speech is one thing. If you want to protest Free Palestine from here till tomorrow, that's your right. But once you start saying bad things against a group of people, that's not acceptable. You can't.
The school's president said if she doesn't come to an agreement with protesters by today, she'll consider, quote, alternative options for clearing out encampments. The protests have forced the private University of Southern California to cancel its main graduation ceremonies.
I'm very disappointed. As a senior who also was a senior in high school during the pandemic, it's part two of my graduations just being canceled after working very hard.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said today it's investigating whether last year's recall of Tesla's autopilot driving system did enough to make sure drivers pay attention to the road. Big day on Wall Street today. S&P 500 up 1%. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
4:03 on WTOP on this Friday, April 26th, 2024. Progressively sunnier as we go through the afternoon at 65. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Ann Kramer. Our top local story this hour. We continue to follow the protests of the war in Gaza on the campus of George Washington University. Many are still camped out at University Yard for a second day. The GW Hatchet, the school newspaper, reports students have been threatened with suspension if they don't leave. WTOP's Kyle Cooper is there.
The demonstration growing since sunup today, but it shifted to the sidewalk near University Yard on campus, where students set up an encampment. The university put up metal fencing to stop more people from coming in. One student, Reem, says this won't stop the protests.
We're hoping that the more people from our community that show up, the easier and easier it will be for us to pressure the university to let us back into the encampment and maintain our liberated zone.
Some students are still in the encampment, and a university statement today says if they remain, they face disciplinary action. DC and GW campus police have been visible here, several dozen on hand at times, but they have not moved in on the encampment, removed anything, or made any arrests. At GW University, Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Local Jewish leaders say they believe in the students' right to demonstrate, but they say anti-Semitic signs and slogans are crossing the line.
There are violations of time, place, and manner restrictions, and there are restrictions that campuses can put in place. And we're seeing it beyond free speech. We're seeing intimidation. We're seeing harassment. And that is clearly consequences need to happen because of that type of conduct. And we've just now seen it in D.C. We saw it starting happening yesterday at George Washington University. And we're seeing signs like one that said the final solution with a picture of the Israeli flag. That is beyond free speech, and that is beyond using your voice to speak up and being anti-war. That is clearly anti-Semitism.
Meredith Weisel is D.C. Region Director of the Anti-Defamation League. She joined us last hour here on WTOP.
405, an 18-year-old employee of the Arlington County Public School System is in police custody this afternoon. Matthew Pineda of Fairfax County is accused of showing pornography to three young victims. He worked in the extended day program at Abingdon Elementary School. Pineda is charged with possession of child pornography along with assault and battery. He is being held without bond this afternoon, and police believe there could be more victims. Anyone with information is asked to contact Arlington County Police.
405, members of Congress from Virginia and Maryland are citing newly released data to press their argument for not increasing the number of flights at Reagan National Airport. The FAA figures show 20% of departures and 22% of arrivals at the airport already experienced delays. Lawmakers point to data that suggests adding 5 round-trip flights would increase total delays by more than 12 hours a day. The information was released by Virginia Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine, along with Maryland Senators Chris Van Hollen and Ben Cardin. Last week, 2 passenger planes nearly collided while taxiing on runways at the airport. Congress is considering a proposal to increase the number of flights at Reagan National under FAA reauthorization legislation.
Can you feel the excitement for the Caps in their return home to Capital One Arena for the playoffs tonight? Washington is down 2-0 to the Rangers in the best-of-7 opening round. Face-off is 7 o'clock tonight. WTOP's Neil Augenstein's been outside the arena speaking with fans.
Some fans started showing up here at Capital One Arena by late morning.
Today, right now, we just thought we'd come by and see everything and scope out some of the fun things to do later.
He and his wife just moved to our area from Minnesota, where they say hockey's an everyday thing.
Most kids play it. If they don't play organized, then they play pond hockey or street hockey.
They were happy to hear the Capitals will be staying downtown. They recently took Metro to a Nats game.
The atmosphere is great. There was tons of restaurants and things to do nearby. We've not been to a game here at Capital One, but we anticipate it, especially as a playoff, it's going to be the same.
Outside Capital One Arena, Neil Augenstein, WTLP News.
More on the Caps playoff game tonight when we talk to George Wallace in sports at 425. Coming up in Money News here on WTOP.
Another victim of downtown D.C.'s slow recovery. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Something amazing is happening here. An extreme balancing act. Federal agencies are balancing employee demands for flexibility with the security and reliability the country demands. That's because CDW Government optimized, deployed, and managed a secure and scalable laptop solution using Dell Latitude 5000 series notebooks. For sustainable solutions that balance flexibility and security, Dell Technologies and CDW Government. Make amazing happen. Find out more at cdwg.com/dellfederal.
408.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
much.
Traffic and weather together on the 8th. Let's head back to the traffic center. Dave Dildine.
In the district, east and westbound 395, 695, and for that matter, north and southbound on DC and Interstate 295. Congestion, outbound delays on Suitland Parkway getting into Maryland. There is a crash beyond Branch Avenue before Silver Hill Road. At most, only one lane getting by on the Suitland Parkway. Going the other way into Virginia, southbound on 395. Delays beyond the 14th Street Bridge, brake lights, Pentagon, Arlington Ridge, down to a point before Glebe Road. The crash and the response. Left side blocked, but now firefighters and police pulling across the travel lanes and forming a phalanx to get all of the damage out of the left lanes and onto the right shoulder, and in the process holding southbound drivers on 395 at a point before Glebe Road. They're getting them on the shoulder right now, watching it in camera, and hopefully in a minute or two, they'll have all the lanes open. For the moment, you're stopped on 395 South in South Arlington. 66 West near Fair Lakes, crash on the right shoulder entirely. Same drill there. Westbound lanes are open. 95, 495, it's a heavy Friday, especially near the big beltway bridges. In Maryland on the Interloop, another ripple through the heavy traffic in Silver Spring. It was a brief-lived incident near Colesfield Road. There, too, taken from the left lane, put on the right shoulder. Lanes are open. Had one northbound on New Hampshire Avenue, 495, backing up traffic. No major incidents north of town on 270-95 at the BW Parkway. 70 westbound, latest crash before Myersville, exit 42, right side blocked. Bay Bridge bound on US 50, eastbound heavy in Annapolis this afternoon. That's to get to the Severn River and Ritchie Highway, but as you close in on the Bay Bridge, it's full speed ahead and smooth sailing across the Chesapeake. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai in the Hyundai Tucson. With 3 years free maintenance, go to fitzmall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin for your weekend forecast.
As we move through the early evening, a mix of sun and clouds with temperatures that will fall through the 60s, eventually into the 50s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight. We're in the upper 40s to lower 50s by early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, not quite as pretty of a day. We're looking at cloudy skies, scattered showers, nothing terribly heavy, but highs only in the upper 50s to middle 60s. We turn the corner on Sunday, plenty of sunshine, around 85 degrees, nearing 90 on Monday and Tuesday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Okay, we're looking at 64 in Gaithersburg. We have 65 in Aldi. We check in Waldorf at 64. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. WTOP's Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. Off we go to Jeff Claybaugh.
Consumers aren't particularly upbeat about their finances. The University of Michigan's new Consumer Sentiment Survey found 38% of consumers blame high prices for weighing down their living standards. Feelings about personal finances fell to a four-month low this month. Artificial intelligence happens in the cloud. Microsoft says demand for its data centers is outstripping supply now. Microsoft has several data centers in Northern Virginia. So does Amazon Web Services. One of D.C.'s longest-running farmers markets has come to an end. Nonprofit Fresh Farm has scrapped plans to reopen its Penn Quarter market this year. After 3 years of falling sales and foot traffic, Fresh Farm does operate about two dozen other markets in the D.C. area. The Dow ended the day up 154 points. The S&P 500 up 52. The NASDAQ rallied 316 points today. That was 2%. The NASDAQ had its best day, best week since November, gaining more than 4.5% this week. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Sponsored by Compassion International.
Imagine a child in extreme poverty waiting over a year to be sponsored. End their wait today. Become a Compassion sponsor. Just text radio to 83393.
Coming up, the latest news from Southwest Airlines is a mixed bag. It's cutting service to a number of cities, but at the same time, it may offer first-class service. We're going to go in-depth with an ABC News correspondent. It's 412.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-1794. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-1794. That's 800-575-1794. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same-day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Later this hour on WTOP.
A draft report on flooding that killed 10 dogs at a D.C. business is out now. I'm Kate Ryan.
We're back in 30.
We buy any car.
Why sell your car at WeBuyAnyCar.com? Because selling it yourself can be, well, you know.
Okay, I'll give you half now.
And?
No, and just half.
What?
Avoid the hassle. Come to WeBuyAnyCar instead. Get in, get out, and get paid at a fair price.
Yeah, I can't do half.
I could probably bump it up to like 50%.
Just go.
Okay.
Get your free online valuation now at
WeBuyAnyCar. When you wake up each morning, you need three things. Plenty of coffee, something to munch on, and the updated forecast. Plan your day with 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
4:15, I'm Ann Kramer.
I'm Sean Anderson. Thanks for being with us.
Southwest Airlines is having some trouble right now. It's announced a multi-million dollar loss for the first quarter of the year, and it's cutting service to 4 airports. Now, despite all that, the no-frills airline is now proposing something revolutionary for its brand, a first-class section.
Well, let's go live to ABC News correspondent Alex Stone. Alex, first things first, why is Southwest struggling?
Well, when you said that there, Ann, a second ago, I'm sure half of the audience went, yay, and the other half went, oh, no, that's not what Southwest is about. All of the airlines are struggling all of a sudden. One is fuel costs. You feel it when you fill up your car. Jet fuel, when they're putting a lot of fuel into 737, that adds up. They've got labor costs and new contracts that they've been negotiating. So $231 million is the loss for Southwest this quarter. American Airlines, $312 million. They blame it on fuel and labor costs. Add to all of that, especially for Southwest and United, Boeing slowing down the deliveries of the 737 MAX and some other aircraft type. They're not going to have the number of planes that they thought they were going to have. So they are shutting down pilot hiring because they won't have the planes for those pilots to fly. So there are a number of things going on here, Boeing being a big part of it, along with fuel and labor. But on the seating part of it, Southwest, in their call to investors, said, yes, this is something that they are looking at now. Customers have said that it's something that they want. They've been doing studies of customers, and maybe they want that. They may want assigned seating as well, the CEO saying.
Just to be transparent, we've been seriously studying this question around, you know, onboard seating in our cabin for a while.
And they say the studies that they're doing are shocking to them. The customer preferences change over the years, that the current model of the open seating that we all know for Southwest may be outdated. It may be something that in today's world doesn't work any longer. And he added,
but it was designed at a time when load factors were lower, and higher load factors do change the way preferences work, the operation works. And also, the customer expectations change over time.
And Sean and Ann, you know, for many people, they don't want to fight 24 hours before to get that A or B boarding pass or to pay for the early bird. They just want to get an assigned seat and get it. And when it comes to first class, that is money right there for any airline. It doesn't cost the airline that much more to have a bigger seat up there, but they can charge us a whole lot more to sit there. And for airlines that have first class, most of them, that they make a lot of money off of it.
But Alex, it smacks in the face of everything that we know about Southwest, the economy seating, people being able to afford it, and then people being packed like sardines in a plane. What do we do there?
Yeah, well, and we don't know what the final answer is going to be. The CEO, Bob Jordan, they're saying that they're working on it, that stay tuned, that they will have more. Maybe they'll have so much backlash that they don't do it. And what would first class on Southwest look like anyway? I mean, are we talking about a meal and actual glassware and higher-end drinks? Probably not. It may be more like Spirit in their big up-front seat or whatever they call it, but the bigger seat up front where it's literally just a bigger seat and that would be about it. Or would there be more service to it? And Southwest says, look, they've evolved over the years, adding Wi-Fi, adding streaming TV on board, adding power outlets now onto their newer aircraft. Did they believe that to stay relevant against the other airlines that they've got to do it? The one thing they will not be getting rid of that they have debated over the years, they've decided right now they will not be getting rid of the two free checked bags. They've got a debate on that when the other airlines are making a combined $4 billion a year off of checked bag fees. Do they make more pulling in business by not having fees? Or would they make more by charging the fees? They say right now they think that that is an enticement for people to come to Southwest because there are no checked bag fees and that they're making more that way. But that could change down the road. Right now, though, they're not going to get rid of those.
Alex, thanks much. Appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm. Alex Stone with ABC News.
To the traffic center we go. Dave Dildine.
Leaving D.C. outbound Suitland Parkway, heavy and slow crash between Branch Avenue and Silver Hill Road. Maryland, New Hampshire Avenue northbound at the Beltway have one way off on the right side near the interchange. Traffic is very slow, of course, near the American Legion Bridge on both loops. Interloop through Silver Spring, another crash out of the way and cleared. Interloop beyond Route 1 College Park, new one reported on the far right. 50 eastbound, very heavy, Aristide Island Boulevard to get across the Severn River. But once you pass Ritchie Highway, full speed ahead across the Bay Bridge. 270 northbound, a couple of slowdowns through Montgomery County. Southbound after 28 in the local lanes, one broken down on the right, short slowdown. 95 BW Parkway, heavy where you expect to be slow. Virginia, 395 southbound near Glebe Road. Everything involved in the crash is on the right shoulder now. All lanes reopened since our last update, but of course traffic is still slow southbound through Arlington, again, with lanes open. No one does travel like Amtrak. That's because now more kids ages 2 to 12 ride for 50% off. Book now at Amtrak.com. Restrictions apply. Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson with us. Talk us through the weekend, Veronica.
Sean and Ann, get ready for a two-season kind of weekend. So we're going to have more spring-like weather for Saturday and then summery on Sunday. Those temperatures really going up. It'll be the probably some of the warmest air for early part of next week than we've seen all season long. Now, right now, I'm tracking some clouds just off to our west around Charlestown and Front Royal and down around Culpeper. Even Fredericksburg getting some cloud cover now. That's going to overspread the area. This is a warm front that comes in that will trigger a few showers around the area for your Saturday and hold those clouds. Now, our skies here this evening, again, turning mostly cloudy with temperatures by late evening dropping to the lower 50s by morning, about 48 to 50 degrees throughout the area. So cloud cover for the morning, but probably looking dry. I've got the best chance of rain showers coming late morning around 10 a.m. and going through the afternoon. Scattered light showers in the forecast for Saturday. So nothing too heavy. But again, definitely on the cool side, between 60 and 65 degrees. Mostly sunny on Sunday, 82 to 87 degrees. And on Monday and Tuesday, we'll be right around 90 with this warm weather extending right through the mid part of next week. Wednesday, Thursday, probably highs over 80 degrees. Gaithersburg right now at 64, Forestville 62, and Springfield 64, and Chantilly 62 degrees.
Thanks, Veronica. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET.
422. Baltimore longshoreman Talani Hassan.
The day of the bridge collapse, my phone just started ringing. The ship struck the bridge. The Dolly was the last ship I was on. Losing lives is a tragedy, but losing our livelihoods was a disaster. It was a direct hit to longshoremen because if we don't have vessels, we do not have work. Your page is stopped. We're in trouble. I saw David Trone on the news.
We got to bring these dollars home, and we got to make sure that union labor builds this bridge. We got to keep thinking about those that have lost wages, longshoremen or small businessmen. They still got mortgages to meet, food to put on the table, so we need an effort not to let that slip through the cracks.
To have an advocate speaking loud and speaking proud is David Trone for me.
On May 14th, vote David Trone for Senate.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com. Walmart.
This is WTOP News.
423.
Well, more than a month after the key bridge collapse in Baltimore, the shipping channel there is partially reopened. That means employees at the port are slowly getting back to work, and they can see some light at the end of the tunnel. An update from WTOP's Nick Iannelli.
It seems like there's some vessels on the schedule, so that's a positive sign.
Anything is better than zero traffic, which is how it's been at the Port of Baltimore, but activity is starting to pick up slowly. And a month from now, the port is expected to be fully back open. Scott Cohen, president of the Longshoremen's Union in Baltimore, says even when that does happen, though, it won't be like flipping on a light switch.
I'm sure it's going to be a little bit of a slow roll with cargo coming in just for the simple fact that that stuff's booked weeks in advance.
All things considered, looking at the magnitude of the disaster, Cohen says it's astounding that everything is moving this quickly.
As bad as it was, if this thing wasn't opened up, it could have been a lot worse. We were very fortunate.
Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Well, you may remember last August when flash floods killed 10 dogs at a doggy daycare in the district. WTOP's Kate Ryan reports an after-action report that's in draft form is out now. It includes previously reported problems along with some new recommendations.
D.C.'s draft report on the Rhode Island Avenue flooding in August outlines what's been known, that communications problems delayed emergency response to district dogs where 10 dogs died in the flooding. The recommendations include projects to cut flood risks in the area. But Advisory Neighborhood Commissioner from Eckington, Joe Bishop Henchman, noted the only way into and out of the district dog's business led right into a flood zone.
You know, people just assumed, oh, they must have had like a stairway in the back to get up or a back door or something. No, they didn't.
And while there's a recommendation to keep that space vacant until flood risks could be ruled out, he says there's a broader question.
Why only having two exits below grade into a flood-prone area is acceptable?
The report from D.C.'s Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency was released by D.C. Councilmember Brooke Pinto's office. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
George Wallace here. Dan Quinn, yes, the new coach on the new quarterback.
Yeah, Jane Daniels introduced today, Sean, out at Commander's Park. And, of course, the head coach in attendance and was asked today when he was sold on the number two overall pick.
Anybody who watched football could say this is a talented guy. So I'd say over the last 2 months when I found out, what was behind the ribcage, and this guy is tough. He is competitive. So I'd say the things that stuck out to me going to LSU and hearing about early meetings with people and all the extras that he wanted to do to become great, because if you're